Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's roller coaster. And let's face it, one of the most exhilarating, sometimes terrifying, always complex rides we go on is figuring out those family relationships. Ever felt like walking on eggshells around certain relatives? You know that feeling when you're just trying to have a casual conversation, and suddenly it feels like a minefield of unspoken expectations and past grievances. Well, guess what? You're not alone. Today, we're diving deep into building those healthy relationships with our family members because let's be real, these are the people who have seen us at our best and worst messy bun hair, teenage angst, full-blown adulting fails, the whole shebang. So, how do we turn those tangled webs of love, loyalty, and sometimes frustration into a beautiful tapestry of genuine connection? Here's the lowdown on 5 key takeaways to help us build those bridges. 1. Communication is key, like seriously super important. This might sound obvious, but it's worth hammering home. Talk about your feelings openly and honestly. I mean, truly listen when they speak to you. Don't just wait for your turn to talk, really absorb what they're saying. Ever notice how sometimes we get caught up in our own heads, rehearsing our next witty comeback instead of actually hearing the other person? Break that pattern. Practice active listening. Ask clarifying questions and let them know you value their perspective. 2. Boundaries are your best friend. Think of boundaries like the invisible fence around your emotional well-being. They're not about being cold or distant. They're about protecting yourself and respecting everyone's space. Let's say Aunt Carol always tries to steer the conversation toward her latest matchmaking scheme, even though you've politely declined for years. It's totally okay to set a boundary like, Aunt Carol, I love hearing about your dating adventures, but today I'd rather talk about. See? Boundaries don't have to be confrontational, they can be gentle and firm. 3. Forgiveness is powerful. We all mess up, right? Holding on to grudges only hurts us in the long run. Forgive yourself for past mistakes and extend that same grace to your family members. Think of it like this. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful behavior, it's about freeing yourself from the weight of resentment. 4. Celebrate the good stuff. Life's too short to focus only on the negative. Make an effort to celebrate the wins big and small with your family. Remember that hilarious memory you shared with your sister last summer? Call her up and relive it. Send your parents a silly meme that reminded you of them. Little gestures go a long way in building those positive connections. 5. It's okay to take a break. Sometimes, even the closest relationships need a little space. If you're feeling overwhelmed or drained, don't be afraid to step back and recharge. Just remember, taking a break isn't about abandoning your family, it's about prioritizing your own well-being so that you can show up as your best self when you're ready to reconnect. Let me tell you a story. A few years ago, I had this massive argument with my older brother over something ridiculously petty like who gets the last slice of pizza. It felt like we were back in middle school, except instead of trading insults in the cafeteria, we were sending passive-aggressive texts. We didn't speak for weeks, and honestly, it was a bummer. I miss him, even though he drove me crazy sometimes. Finally, I realized that holding on to anger wasn't doing either of us any good. So I reached out with a simple text. Hey, want to grab coffee and talk? To my surprise, he responded right away. We ended up having a really honest conversation, clearing the air and realizing how silly our argument had been. That experience taught me a valuable lesson. Even when things get tough, communication and forgiveness can work wonders in mending broken bonds. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways for building those healthy relationships with your family members. Remember, it's not always easy, but the rewards are definitely worth it. And that's a wrap for today, folks. I hope this episode gave you some food for thought and maybe even inspired you to reach out to someone you love. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you've got this. Don't forget to subscribe to Feminine Fortress Protected Peace Daily and share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's keep building a world where healthy relationships are the norm. See you soon.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.